Hi, everybody. We're back again with our next episode of the ComTalk show, which brings on Denny Pavan, our expert, our resident expert in trade show exhibits. Today, we're going to be talking about pre-show communication and how to get people to your exhibit.
Yeah.
Well, take it away, Denny.
I think we last left off with the exhibit itself, and let's talk about now, once you have your trade show exhibit, and you've decided on what its look, its brand, and its size is going to be, and where you're going to be within the show, you need to think about a lot of things pre-show. Okay, so I'm going to go to show XYZ in Atlanta. Okay, I want my booth space. Well, think about that. Think about your space and the size of your exhibit and how you want to utilize it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that when you look at where you're going to be positioned on the trade show floor is important. And with shows, if you haven't exhibited before, it's tough to get a good spot. You have to get there and get a foothold because a lot of people come back to the same spots, or even in shows, they have auctions on space that it's that, you know.
Yeah, they order it right when the show's over. They'll order the next.
They order the next one, right? Wow. They're right in there. And then, but then some people want to grow from a 10 by 10 to a 10 by 20. Mm-hmm. I think you, and going back to that exhibit side, before we get into the pre-show, you have to look at, can I take advantage of not an expensive, like, let's call it, massive exhibit that takes a lot of construction and labor, but maybe I utilize the space better. As far as instead of a 10 by 10, I go to a 10 by 20 and pay for that floor space rather than, you know, a massive exhibit that needs construction and shipping and everything. You're going to have some of that.
Yeah.
But I think you want to look at now more open areas to get people inside your booth and how you will work that once you get to the show.
Right.
So in terms of pre-show, you're thinking about my floor plan, where I'm going to be. Now, next to that is, what can I do pre-show with the show? They have a lot of things you can think about. The show organizers offer a lot of opportunities to promote your brand and your exhibit and your company before the show.
How so?
You ask. Well, first of all, you know, there's databases available that you can communicate with the exhibitors that go through the show. Beware of anybody that tries to sell you lists that are outside the show. It's kind of like a no-no. And shows look for that.
They do.
Yes. But when you work within the show, there's that. There's the communications with the show attendees from the previous show. Mm-hmm. And then there's also communications with people in your industry that you want to have at your booth. So you want to set up a database to make sure you're getting the messages of what you're going to be doing at the show and inviting them to be at your show.
Yeah.
Also, inviting them to be at your show is offering some type of incentive. It's not putting a candy bowl out there on a table, like I mentioned. You want to have an inclusive area.
Yeah.
You don't want people coming by and just, you know,
grabbing a handful of pens,
shopping
or candy.
Mall grabbers.
And they're there. They're all there. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, they're always
there.
Looking for those types of things. But you want to have something given to someone that you're engaged with in the business world, so that you're getting your prospect list built.
Yes.
And once you have that database established, you want to start communications, not just once, but months before the show. You want to start, you know, getting to the point like, all right, already, I know where you are, and but
tell your booth number.
Yeah.
Don't forget about telling your booth
But there's
number.
Things you can offer too, you know. And it's not necessarily always prize giveaways, but, you know, having a nice item that people can stop by the booth and come by and see you, whether it's an engraved business card case or something that they can use in their own business, you know, world or in sales or what have you. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's a nice thank you for coming by, but not just a giveaway to anybody that comes to your booth.
Yeah.
So I think you want to look at those communications elements from the not only what I mentioned is database communication, but there's also the social media side. Are you utilizing social media on all levels to announce where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing at the show?
Yeah.
So that, you know, you're presenting your product line or your business elements in a way that's engaging from the social media side.
Also, what about like special guests, bringing anybody special that might...
Well, yes,
TIE actually. TIE did that a lot to get people into the show.
Yes, they do. I mean, well, you know, it depends on what size of an exhibitor you are. You know, if you want to get a NASCAR race driver, great. If you want to get a country star,
yeah,
fine. Or...
shell out the dough for yeah, that, right?
But on top of that, though, the show offers those things.
Right.
You know, where, again, pre-show, you might be a co-sponsor of some type of concert or an event.
Was that 4th Street Live?
Fourth Street Live, yeah, is where they have the concerts, Kentucky. 3 nights of concerts sponsored by some major exhibitors. But at the same time, there are other sponsorships throughout the whole show when you're looking at pre-show planning.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, what can I utilize? And believe it or not, I saw one where there were sponsorships for escalator steps. So as you're going up the escalator, the brand is coming up on the steps, but it's there.
Yeah.
I saw crossing guards in New York that were labeled, you know, and by the show where you cross the street.
Yeah.
But then again, there's many ways to just kind of showcase your brand outside of the exhibit space.
Wow.
And it's not good to always wear a big giant t-shirt and walk around the show or get a big giant animal to walk around the show, but it can be done.
Yeah.
But you have to pay for that too. So,
right. Yeah, but, everything you pay for at a show.
Everything you pay for is at a show. But
yeah.
I think you think about all of the elements. Also, the other part of pre-show planning is who's attending from your company and what can they bring to the show that's of value to the attendee. I mean, it could be an engineer that normally doesn't get out and about, but he has so much knowledge, or he or she has so much knowledge, that they're good to have there as a reference point for people coming in that have questions. And and then it's that, you know, continual looking at the show, when we'll talk about that, when you're there, how to utilize everything around that show at the same time, from sponsorships to you know, pre-show planning to attendees, also talking points. Everybody should have a talking point that doesn't get you lost in the world of you know, casual conversations.
Yeah.
You got to come back and focus on why you're there and what you want people to learn, and then go from there. And some of the bigger exhibitors do have what we call, I guess you have to call them booth gatherers. These are people that do nothing but do monitor the aisles and look for people that they can get into the booth and assign to the right people within that exhibit.
Yeah.
Very well done. And you might see that with some of the bigger exhibitors where it's almost like a reception station.
Right.
And then, you know, you want to speak to this person that's in charge of that, or you want to speak to this marketing director that's over here on this side.
Yeah.
You might want to set up an appointment time to come back to the show. And for your time coming back, we want to make sure you can have this. So, you know, there's little things you can do along the way.
Yeah.
But it's kind of post-selecting or pre-selecting the trade show audience to fit within your company and who they want to engage with. You know, the president of the companies may be there, but you don't want to have them spending time with non-essential people.
Yes.
And it's not that these people are non-essential. It's just that their time is so focused and so short that you want to get them to the right people at the right time with the right business decisions. So,
great stuff, Denny. That's that anybody that's going to a trade show needs to hear all this stuff. They definitely do.
Yeah.
So. Well, fantastic. Well, that's a wrap for us on this episode. We look forward to having you back on our next episode, where we are going to talk about the actual trade show itself and all the bars that are there.
Plenty of them.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.